Good evening, Rabosai. I know everybody's a little bit tired after working hard for the past few days and fasting today. So I wanted to talk about something that's perhaps a bit inspirational, but also a little bit lighter. I found it interesting. I hope you do too. And that is we're building up as Hashem to that final climax of Yom HaKippurim, that shofar at the end of Ne'ilah. And I'd like to go through the sugya of the shofar at the end of Ne'ilah. It's both a halachic and a gadik, in the sense of why do we do it. There are a number of reasons that the Rishonim offer why we have this very ancient minhag to blow at the end of Ne'ilah. And based on the different reasons, we're going to come out with some fascinating nafkaminas of how that tekiah should be. First of all, just to start with the question, is it a tekiah or is it a tashrat? What do you do? You'll see that they're depending on what the reason for that shofar blast, we'll call it, will determine whether it should be just a tekiah or it should be a tashrat. Another question is, exactly what point in the davening do we do it? Do we do it at the after Ne'ilah? Do we do it before Kaddish, in the middle of Kaddish, before Hashem Elokim, after Hashem Elokim? Do we do it maybe right as we're about to start, after we say Hurachim, before we say Baruch already as part of Mariv? Also, that's going to determine on the reason why we blow in the first place. Third point that we might need to find out about is, what time of the day is this supposed to be? We know that Tekiah Shofar is usher to do on Shabbos and Yontif, and Yom Kippur is no less than Hilchas Shabbos, so maybe we have to wait till Yom Kippur is over, which is what people typically assume, or maybe it might even be permitted before Yom Kippur is actually over. These are three different halachic applications, nafkaminas, that will manifest themselves based on the reason for this minhag that we have. So the sugya begins, basically, just so you know, all the sources that I'm going to share with you are referenced very quickly in the Beis Yosef. It's all Beis Yosef did the best job as putting together a, you know, Shir Klali. He gives you all the sources there are in a sugya, and then you just look them up and work through one at a time, and that's all I did. Just use the Beis Yosef and went from there. So the Mordechai, cited, of course, in the Beis Yosef, says the following. Token tekiah achas. Okay, that answers one question. You don't do tashrat. You just blow a tekiah. Why? Zecher leYovel. We know that in the Yom Kippur of the Yovel year, shofar was blown. Tichsiv v'havarta shofar. The pasuk v'havarta, by the way, is the pasuk that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah used to tell you that you do a tekiah before your true and after your true. The word v'havarta says like you should pass. V'havarta is like a just go straight and do something straight, which is what a tekiah is. It's a pashut. It's a straight call. So this word v'havarta shofar is the source by Yovel, so therefore we'll also blow a tekiah. Why are we going to blow a zecher leYovel at Ne'ilah? Well, it seems that maybe because Yovel, the idea is we're all going free, so too as Yom Kippur is finished, we all go free. Could be. No one says that explicitly, but that probably is what the Mordechai means, that we are doing the Zecher LeYovel. Continues the Mordechai. He quotes Ripalti Gaon, one of the Gaonim, the 800s, 900s, I assume. He says, no, you don't just do a tekiah, you do a tashrat. Tekiah, shlosha shvarim, that's a shvarim, trua, tekiah. That's the minhag of the Shnei Yeshivos, which those of you who were with our shir last night, between Mincha Ma'ariv, we learned about the minhag HaShtei HaYeshivos, that was in Bavel for so many generations since the time of the Maran through the Gaonim. That was the minhag to always do Tashrat. Now why? Why do you want to do Tashrat? Well, let's think for a second. Let's follow with this rationale that you want to follow Yovel. What was blown on Yovel? Well, whatever was blown on Yovel, the same exact thing was blown on Rosh Hashanah. How do I know that? Because those of you who are here with us on Yontif, remember that the halachas of shofar on Yovel is learned out from the halachas of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and the halachas of shofar on Rosh Hashanah is learned out from the halachas of Yovel, and the Gemara on Rosh Hashanah says, "Litein asa'aru b'zeh, shalzeh b'zeh." The halachas of blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are absolutely identical. And therefore, what do we blow on Rosh Hashanah? Blow Tashrat. So therefore, what should we blow on Yovel? Yovel and Rosh Hashanah is the same halacha. We should blow a Tashrat. So therefore, just like Rosh Hashanah is a Tashrat, not like we said earlier, Tekiah. So therefore, just like Rosh Hashanah is a Tashrat, so should Yovel is a Tashrat. And therefore, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, we're trying to imitate Yovel. Well, what did we do on the Yovel? We didn't blow a Tekiah. We blew a Tashrat on Yovel. So we're going to blow at Ne'ilah a Tashrat. One very simple question. Two simple questions. What's the most obvious question that you could ask? If this is Zecher to Yovel, what's the obvious question that you could ask? What? Okay, so the next opinion said it's not a Tekiah, it's a Tashrat. Nevertheless, still there's a question or two one could ask. What? That's also true. Shblow 9. People are fasting.
Right.
You know what they're going to do if you start blowing 9? They're going to throw machzorim at you. What other questions might we wonder if this is doing something Zecher Liovel? Thank you. Exactly. That's what the smag. The smag says. I hear this. There's this minug to do Tashrak. Zecher Liovel. The aim says Zecher Liovel. Shim Kein Hayosin Kach B'chol Shana. Elul is not a Yovel. They should do every 50 years. We should do a Tashrat at the end. 9 Tashrats, whatever you want. If it's once every 50 years, they'll let you do it, right? They'll forgive you. So why, it should be once every 50 years. Why do we do it every year? How could that be a Zecher Yovel? But it's not Yovel this year. What are you doing a Zecher Yovel? That's one question that the Smag asks. The Smag asks another question, a very interesting question. He says, wait a second. You want to do a Zecher Yovel? When did they blow the Tekiah, the Tashrat, all the tekiahs that they blew on Yovel? During Musaf. Those of you again who are here on Yom Tov, we spoke about that. On Yovel, during Musaf, they did exactly like we have. They did Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros with the full order of tekiahs in the Musaf of Yovel. Just like we have Rosh Hashanah Musaf on, that we did yesterday and 2 days ago. Well, the Musaf for the Yovel Yom Kippur was identical. And therefore, when should you blow? If you want to do a Zecher Liovel on Yom Kippur, fine. For whatever reason, you're doing it every, not just 50th Yom Kippur. You want to do a Zecher Liovel, when should you do the Zecher Liovel? Do your Zecher Liovel in Musaf of Yom Kippur davening. That would be a Zecher Liovel. That's the second question that the Smag asks. What's it like? Okay, you mean that the same Rabbanan who said that we don't want you to blow shofar in the first place can't make say you should also do a Zecher?
The Zecher on Yom Kippur itself, on the day you're not supposed to blow.
They're the ones who said you can't blow, right? It's not a Daraisa. Okay, we'll talk about that too. So those are two questions on the, I guess, the most common explanation of the Tekiah. At the end of Ne'ilah, Zecher Liovel, we have two very fundamental questions. Why is it every year, not every 50 years? And secondly, it should be, this is the Smag's question, or the early Shalom should be on Yom Tov itself, on Yom Kippur itself. Okay, now this was the Mordechai is the beginning of the sugya over here, and the Mordechai continues and he says something very interesting, and this is going to relate to what Mr. Goodman is pointing out. Do we blow that shofar after we say Atachanantanu in Maariv, or after we make Havdalah after Maariv? No, we do it before Tachanantanu, before Havdalah. So are we supposed to be doing malachas? Does the chazin, you know, sometimes you have a bal korah, a bal tokeya, and a separate chazin, sometimes you have the chazin himself blows. Does the chazin in the middle of Kaddish mumble to himself, Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh Chol, to, no. He doesn't say Baruch Hamad Ben Kodesh Chol, he doesn't say Tachanantanu, he doesn't say Havdalah. So why all of a sudden could he start doing a malacha? That's exactly what the Mordechai says. So blowing shofar is not a malacha. It's only the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says it's chachma and not malacha. It's not a real malacha. It's something that's a trained, professional kind of thing that you need to have, you know, intensive training and practice, right?
Yeah.
Sophisticated. only the best could do it. What?
You're still going to have to ask an answer up
above. Okay, we'll give you that too. We'll do that too. The Mordechai is a step ahead of all of us. So the Mordechai says that, you know what? You could do that. You could blow your shofar before Havdalah, before Atachanantanu, before Baruch HaMavdil, even though it's us to do malacha, because Tekiah shofar is not a real malacha. And therefore, I'll share with you the words. Of course, malacha you can't do. if you want to flick on a light so everyone has more light for Maariv, you can't do that before Tachanun Tanuv, before Avdol, before Baruch HaMavdil. Vadei Malacha Asura. About the Kiyah Shofar, Chochmahi. It's not considered by Chazal to be an absolute Malacha. It's this lower level of something that's a highly trained professional expertise that we don't want you to get involved with because it's so professional and so detailed, but it's not actually a Malacha. Bein a Malacha. And therefore, since it's this lower level called malacha, called chachma, not malacha, lo achmira barabbanan, they didn't say you have to actually wait till yantif is over. So therefore, you could basically, you know, we just sort of said that you're sort of doing it while it's still asur to do malacha. You're blowing shofar. Okay, what time is it going to be? That we didn't talk about yet. Maybe we'll have a chance to get that far. Maybe not. But we're not saying havdalah first. And he says, oh, what about the fact that that you're not allowed to be in general, why don't we do lots of things? Why don't we carry? Why don't we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shachalios b'Shabbos or Tekiah? We should have the same concern. You're not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. Not allowed to carry on Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Here, we're spoiled. We have Eruv, so we don't realize that there's a halacha called carrying. But elsewhere, shouldn't there be a concern maybe not to blow while it's still Yontif, while it's still Yom Kippur, because Shami Avirenu? So the Mordechai says a very interesting answer. He says, what's the concern? Why is there this concern to not blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, let's talk about. Why can you blow a shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? Shami Avirenu Dalet Amos Ve? To bring it to the Chacham to teach you how to blow. Now listen carefully. What do you have to blow? Do you have to blow a tekiah or a tashrat? I would love to bring for show and tell my 6-year-old son who could stand here right now and blow a tekiah, no problem. And last night, that's what he was doing all night long. Yeah, last night. After Havdalah, he was just blowing tekiahs all over the place. So is there, if you hold, let's think together, if you hold that all you have to blow after Yom Kippur is a tekiah, is there any concern that Yavi Renu Dalet Amos to do the tekiah? Everyone could do a tekiah. Maybe there shouldn't be the concern of Shemi Yavi Renu Dalet Amos. If you hold it's a tashrat, to do a shvarim, it's a trua, nishim achash, shtei nishimus. Okay, even if you don't get into that, maybe that's a little bit more complicated. There we might, yes, be concerned. We might, yes, be concerned that you have to get training and you have to know how to do it. Maybe there we should be worried that Shem Yavirun Dalet Amos. Without getting into that, the Mordechai just says, since it's only one quick tekiah, Hecha Deleka El Echada Pshuta, like our minhag, since it's just one tekiah, we're not worried that people are going to carry it. And therefore, the Mordechai comes out that you can blow it even though it's before Havdal, even though it's on Yom Kippur, when you're not allowed to carry, go ahead and do your tekiah. Okay, so that's the first shita that we have, that the reason is Zechel Yovel. We had two questions. How could it be Zechel Yovel? After all, it should be on every 50 years, and it should be on Yom Kippur itself, if you want to do a Zechel to Yovel, the way it was on the Yovel. So we have another shita. Another shita is the Hagos Maimonius. The Hagos Maimonius says that a totally unrelated thing. He says, the reason why we blow tekiah on Motzei Yom Kippur is based on the Medrash. The Medrash in Koheles Rabbah says, "B'motzei Yom Kippur, basko yotzei v'omer leich echol b'simcha lachmecha." You know what it's like? It's like, I don't know if you're in camp. When you're in camp, in school also, they have like the lunch bell. The lunch bell, you know, you're sitting in shir, waiting for Rebbe to give his teretz, or when for the lunch bell to ring, whatever you might be, wherever you're holding. And the lunch bell rings, you run, you leave shir, wherever the Rebbe might be holding, and you go to lunch. Or, you know, in camp, same thing, in the middle of the hockey game, and the thingy rings, and everyone goes to lunch. So that tekiah, according to the Hagos Maimonius, is the lunch bell. Because it's that, you could say it's a little bit more of a more elevated lunch bell. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Rabosai, I'm happy with you. I gave you mechila. Lech echol b'simcha es lach mechem. Go enjoy. Go have yourselves a meal. So in other words, that tekiah is really coming from Kiel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That's another rationale. By the way, if I could just go back a moment. If it's a zecher. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry. the Smag takes this idea a step further. He says it's not just a lunch bell. It's not just that, you know, now you're allowed to eat, or it's not even that HaKadosh Baruch is saying, you know what, guys, I'm so happy with you, this is a basco from Shemayim, go ahead and eat, blow the tzikiyah to let everybody know that they should eat. The Smag says something very fascinating. I'm going to share the words with you, because the words here, two words, are an incredible insight into, not Yom Kippur, but Motzei Yom Kippur. The Smag says, you know why we have to blow a shofar? I think all of us, but I shouldn't talk about it right now, but at the end of the fast, people are very ready to go eat without being told. You don't have to be reminded, oh, guys, you should eat. You've been fasting the past 25 hours, standing on your feet most of the time, and you're drained, you have a headache, and you have whatever else. You know what? Go ahead and eat now. You don't need that. Listen to what the Smag says. The Smag says, Motzei Yom Kippur, Suda, this inyan of having a suda, says a Smag, Mipnei she'ein yom tov zeh mefursam. What yom tov is he talking about? Yom Kippur is very mefursam. Because this is not a well-known, famous yontif, the yontif is called having your suud on Motzei Yom Kippur. Did anyone ever say, when you have to list off the yomim tovim, did anyone ever say, oh, and Motzei Yom Kippur, that big yontif suud on Motzei Yom Kippur? That's true. That's why. Right. It's not a yontif mefursam. Says the Smag, and since it's not, this yontif is not mefursam, they made a takana lefarsamo to make it public, to make it well-known, and therefore you blow a tashrat, so that everybody should know about this yontif called a big meal on Motzei Yom Kippur. So it's not, again, it's more than a lunch bell. It's to be mefarsim, lunch bell we don't need. It's to be mefarsim the yontif called Motzei Yom Kippur, having your seuda to celebrate the mechila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So I have a question. If it's just a call to remind you or to be the farsame, what should you have to blow? A tekiah or a tashrat? Yeah, why should you need a tashrat? Tashrat is a very technical, you know, thing that we do. I mean, we're familiar with tashrat because we hear it all the time, but again, those who were with us yesterday when we spoke about it, tashrat is a very technical kind of, it's a very technical creation. There was Rabbi Avahu, was Mesupuk, whether the trua is a shvarim or a trua. So, and it has to, of course, the true has to be preceded by its kiyah and followed by its kiyah, and we don't know if to do a shvarim or true in the middle, so Rebbe Avos says, let's just do both. So we created this complicated, you know, they have these things called derivatives in stock, something like that, complicated derivatives. Some of you might know better than me. It's not a stama tkiyah. Tashrat is a highly technical, you know, compromise creation to in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah. Why, if I just want to let people know, you should just know there's this yontif called Motzei Yom Kippur, go have a big suda, you have to do a tashrat. It's hard to understand that. It's a question. Okay. We have yet a third suggestion why we have this tekiah on Motzei Yom Kippur after Ne'ilah, and that is what you might have heard. Also, there's another suggestion suggested by the Smag. He said, tells us the Shtalshalis HaDvarim. So after Ne'ilah, you say Kaddish. And after Kaddish, you say Hashem Hu Elokim. Is that what we do? I think we do Hashem Hu Elokim before Kaddish, right? Okay, so we don't do like this. So you say Kaddish, then you say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. Why you say it seven times? Lefish HaShchina, Ola Lamala Mishiva Rakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shchina is elevating back to Shemayim. And then we say Shema Yisrael, which is what we do. And right after Shema Yisrael, Umiyad Tokim. Why? Because what does the pasuk say? Allah Elokim Bisruah, Hashem Bekol Shafar. Hashem goes up with the trua. Hashem Bekol Shafar. So if Hashem is going up, Kivyachol, what's the most appropriate reaction? What's the most appropriate thing to do? To give that trua, to blow that shofar, because that's what's happening when Hashem goes up. According to that, by the way, what should you blow? Yeah, a tashrat. Well, every trua has to be preceded and followed, and we don't know what a trua is, so a shvarim or a trua. So then we could argue that tashrat does make sense. Okay, that's another suggestion of the Smag. There's one last suggestion, that of the 2 minutes. One last suggestion of why we blow this this tekiah or tashrat at the end of Yom Kippur, and that's the Sefer Rokeach. Sefer Rokeach says something very powerful, very beautiful. He says that not like what we mentioned before, that it's success, it's like the baskel that comes out, go lechu b'simcha, lechu echlu b'simcha es lachmechem. But the smag, the Rokeach says, it's, you just need a tekiah, one tekiah. You know why? Because it's an announcement. You know what the announcement is? He says he lived in a place called Lothar. Lothar, where's that? Where did Rokeach live? Where's Lothar? Germany? Somewhere in Austria, Prussia, somewhere before. Okay. Minag shalana b'malchus Lothar. Litkoa rak tekiah achas lomar. For what purpose? Nitzchu hasatan. Nitzchu hasatan. That's what that last tekiah, just a tekiah, you don't need a tashrat. Tashrat is a halach in Hilchas tekiah shofar. We're not doing Hilchas tekiah shofar. It's not all the Olim b'sruah. It's just nitzchu sat. You have to admit, you know, we beat him. We beat him, and of course he quotes the Chazal that says that on Yom Kippur we have the Chazal say that the Satan doesn't have a latch, a hold on us. We're like Malachim, and therefore to say that we beat out the Satan, we have the this tekiah to remind us that we have beaten out the Satan, and therefore the Kobo adds with this we'll finish one extra switch. What's now going to happen? Until now, we've been free from the Satan, but right now, what's going to start? The Satan gets his hands back on us. So the Kolba says it with a little bit of a switch, to be ma'arbev the Satan. Oh, just like on Rosh Hashanah, we say we do etra tzkiyas, k'dei la'arbev es ha-Satan, different explanations, how so? How does blowing tzkiyas be ma'arbev the Satan? Either way, it does, that we know. So therefore, now that the Satan who's been, you know, we've been free from the Satan's been off of us, now that he's coming back to, you know, to jump on us, we want to, you know, confuse and discombobulate him a bit before he, you know, gets us again at the new year. So therefore, we blow this tzkiyah la'arbeves ha-satan, who's coming back to Yisholet. We should be zocha over the next few days to do everything we can to rid ourselves of his clutches and to get a kapara gemura. And we should be zocha that when the tzkiyah is sounded or the tashrat is sounded, whenever it might be sounded, motzi yom kippur, we should truly have achieved mechila gemura, kapara gemura, and be zocha to only a year of bracha and everything good. וכן אבי נקשי מצא קדוש ברוך הזכות, זה סוף איך רבי לנתון, זו שמעת נכבי סמאת, זה כל הגדיל תורה וידיר.